We are thankful for the privilege of presenting another Way of Truth broadcast. We trust that it will be a blessing to you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening, we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our broadcast a blessing to you. We're opening the service today with a song by the congregation entitled Fountain Filled with Blood.
Thank you.
Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of sharing this gospel broadcast with this precious people today. I know that you have your eye upon each and every one, and we're trusting and praying that you'll take us and take our broadcast and make it a blessing to each and to every one in our congregation today. We pray that you'll express your love and mercy, your goodness and your grace to each and to every one. And may the message of truth be a blessing to souls. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we're continuing the musical part of our broadcast service with the selection, Paid in Full.
When justice called for a payment for sin, no one worthy could be found among men. But the precious Son of God, with a cross and thorny
that in the religious world today, many of the people have been taught and believe that we have to sin more or less every day in word, deed, or thought. It is true that the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But I also read in the scriptures where an angel told Joseph that Mary would bring forth a son, and they should call his name Jesus, for he would save his people from, not in, their sins. So I would like for you to think with me today on this thought, let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body. We use for a text of scripture, Romans chapter 6 and verse 12. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Now, sin is in the heart or the soul. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. It is true that the Bible says, he that commits fornication sins against his body. So there are many things that you can do that would be against your body and against your health and so forth. But when we talk about sin, sin is in the heart. It is out of the heart proceeds these evil things. Therefore, because of what has been said before, now Paul says here in this 11th verse, likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore. So Paul refers back to the 11th verse, and he says, because of this, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. One must die to sin to be made alive to Christ. And let me repeat that. One must die to sin to be made alive to Christ. Let us look at the first two verses of this sixth chapter of Romans. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we, that are dead to sin, live any longer therein? So again I say, you must die to sin to be made alive to Christ. And we are told, let not sin reign. Sin is represented as a king, as a ruler, or as a tyrant who has the desires of the mind and the members of the body under his control while you are living in sin. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body. Sinful lusts do not come from the body alone. They do not originate in the flesh, but the heart. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Many sins, though originating in the heart, are manifest in the body. Those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. So we read in Matthew chapter 15, verses 18, 19, and 20. But please notice that these things originate and come out of the heart, even though they are manifest through the flesh. We are to kill the sinful desires of the flesh. Notice this passage of Scripture. Mortify, therefore, your members, which are upon earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. And that's Colossians chapter 3 and verse 5. Do not yield your members to sin, neither yield ye your members an instrument of unrighteousness unto sin. That's the first part of Romans chapter 13. Verse 13 of this chapter 6. Do not yield to temptation, lust of the flesh, on lust of the eyes, And the pride of life, the Apostle John tells us, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Again, looking at verse 13 of Romans 6, neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace, alive to God and dead to sin, members as instruments of righteousness and not members of sin. A contrast is drawn again and again in the Scriptures. I would like for you to look with me now at Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. Now the works of the flesh are these, are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murderers, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. This I say, then walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Again, that's part of Romans or Galatians 5 and 16. Now, they that are Christ, now notice this, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. And that's Galatians chapter 5 and verse 24. Paul goes on to say here in verse 25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So there is a great contrast drawn between living after the flesh and living after the Spirit. And the fruits of the flesh are quite different than the fruit of the Spirit. The Word of God clearly teaches that if we are Christ, we have died to sin and we have been made alive to Him. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So to have life, you must die to sin and be made alive to Christ. To have Christ is to have life. To be without Christ is to be abiding in death. Sin brings death. So we're told in Romans 6 and 23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, let us understand in regard to death, when we're talking about spiritual death and not physical death, because the Bible tells us that it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. So whenever we're talking about death today, the wages of sin is death, we're talking about spiritual death. And spiritual death is not annihilation. Spiritual death is separation from God. Again, he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. But there are two deaths, and both of them that I refer to today is spiritual. Whenever a child comes to the knowledge of right and wrong and willingly and knowingly transgresses the law of God, that child dies, spiritually speaking, because the wages of sin is death. And that's the first death. But there is a second death according to the Scriptures. Notice Revelation chapter 20 and verses 14 and 15. And death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So the second death is also a separation. But this death is eternal. While you're dead in trespasses and sins in this time world, you can be saved. According to Paul in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1, you hath he quickened, or in other words, made alive, resurrected, who were dead in trespasses and sins. But if you die in your sins, you will have part in the second death. And this second death is eternal. Let me read those verses of Scripture again. And death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now the book of life is God's church book, and we're all going to appear before Him in judgment, and we're all going to give an account of the life that we have lived in this time world. And if our name is not written in God's church book, then we will be cast into the lake of fire. We have in our hymn book here in Hagerstown a song entitled "Sin Can Never Enter There." And I'd like to take time on the broadcast today to read the words of this hymn. Heaven is a holy place, filled with glory and with grace. Sin can never enter there. All within its gates are pure, from defilement kept secure. Sin can never enter there. If you hope to dwell at last, when your life on earth is past, in that home so bright and fair, you must here be cleansed from sin, have the life of Christ within. Sin can never enter there. You may live in sin below, heaven's grace refuse to know, but you cannot enter there. It will stop you at the door and bar you out forevermore. Sin can never enter there. If you cling to sin till death, when you draw your latest breath, you will sink in dark despair to the regions of the lost, thus to prove at awful cost, sin can never enter there. The chorus, sin can never enter there. Sin can never enter there. So if at the judgment bar, sinful spots your soul shall mar, you can never enter there. Our Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these scriptures and thoughts to our precious congregation today. If there be those listening who are unsaved, may the Spirit convict and draw them, for we would be delighted to know that some soul has made peace with God through our broadcast today. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
As a child, I foolishly turned God away, not knowing the heartache a sinner must face. But God in His goodness has let me return to share with lesson I learned. Sin will take you farther than you want to go. Slowly but wholly take longer than you want to stay. Sin will cost you far more than you want to pay. So with pleasure and promises, sin took control, leaving me dying with nothing to show. Gone were my loved ones and my dearest friends. Only a Savior could love me. Farther than you want to go. Slowly but slowly taking control. Sin will leave you longer than you want to stay.
If our broadcast has been a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement to us if you would take time to let us know. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. Thank you for being with us today. We invite you to be with us next week when again we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
King of Wonders, love of